This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The actor, often called the greatest of his generation, has a new film this week. Robert De Niro is in a horror thriller called Hide and Seek. In New York, the actor had a conversation with our colleague Mike Pesca about changing roles and movie choices.
The reviews of Hide and Seek are mixed, the euphemism for not very good. But read beyond the B-minus grade the movie seems to be averaging, and you'll find the reviewers are not nearly as interested in the movie as they are in lamenting the career of its lead, Robert De Niro. Usually, stars that inspire this kind of awe and concern play heroes, but De Niro somehow coaxes affection from his portrayals of criminals and delusional vigilantes, as in the 1976 film Taxi Driver.
All my life needed was a sense of someplace to go. I don't believe that one should devote his life to morbid self-attention. I believe that someone should become a person like other people.
The author of the new biographical dictionary of film, David Thompson, says that director Martin Scorsese knew how to get great performances from De Niro.
A very shy, reserved man, because De Niro is that. If you press the button, if you say, now you're a character, he seems to leap into some galvanized life that is strange and unpredictable. It's almost like an inarticulate person picking up a musical instrument and becoming Charlie Parker, if you know what I mean.
De Niro is not one of those garrulous actors like Peter O'Toole or Cary Grant who's comfortable on and off the screen. In an interview, he doesn't give off a vibe of being sick of answering stupid questions. His eyes say he wants to help you out, but the words don't come easily. His explanation of what makes a character interesting is somewhat insightful, but nothing compared to the eloquence of his acting.
I do like the idea of characters being unpredictable and showing things that you'd think, well, they wouldn't behave that way, but they do, like life, you know. That's what makes something interesting when it's unpredictable and it goes in directions that you don't anticipate.
In the past decade, De Niro's gone out of his way to play against type. In Copland, he was the straight-laced policeman, not the dirty one. In A Bronx Tale, which he directed, Chaz Palminteri played the charismatic gangster, De Niro the working-class dad. Lately, De Niro has been successful at comedy, maybe because he excels at creating tension.
In thinking about it, a character trying to stay in control and losing control is funny to me, or dangerous or whatever, or dangerous and funny or whatever.
While De Niro's comedies have been huge hits, they inspired David Thompson to write in his new edition of the Biographical Dictionary that De Niro has squandered his talents as of late.
An actor that great pains us, and I think I'm speaking for a lot of De Niro fans, it pains us to see him in so many mundane films. But it's not only his fault, it's the fault of the business too.
Thompson is saying that it's not as if De Niro is turning down the next Raging Bull. There are no next Raging Bulls. There's just the 25th anniversary engagement opening today in New York's Ziegfeld Theater. In it, De Niro plays the lean and hungry youth who becomes the bloated and bloviating has-been. It's a reminder that there's no precedent for playing the anti-hero for 30 years. 3 decades later, the man has changed, but the wonder of celluloid is that our vision of him has not. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.